The nation's top doctor, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, visited Massachusetts this week and praised the state's efforts dealing with the opioid epidemic. Dr. Adams says he's impressed by the way Massachusetts business and political leaders and law enforcement work together and treat addiction as a disease. President Trump declared the epidemic an emergency 3 months ago, but critics say that hasn't amounted to much action or much funding. During a forum at the Boston University School of Public Health last night, Dr. Adams said funding is up to Congress, and something that might help, he says, would be an expansion of Medicaid to cover services for people in recovery.
When we give states the flexibility to implement programs in their communities and in their states, we get better results. And so what we want to do is make sure we're more innovative with our waivers, and on a federal level, we're fostering that innovation.
Now, you've been here for a while, touring, talking to the Governor Baker, Boston Police Commissioner Evans, and other folks about what we're doing here in Massachusetts. What strikes you?
What strikes me the most about what's going on in Massachusetts is the collaboration between the public safety and the public health communities. It's critically important that we take advantage of the law enforcement touch points and opportunities to connect people to addiction and recovery support options.
When was it? October or November, President Trump declared a national health emergency regarding the opioid epidemic. That expired this week, but it was extended, I'm told, until April, I believe, April 23rd.
Yes, another 90 days.
Yeah. And so some folks say, what has happened since that declaration? Some people call it hollow. It's been criticized. Has it made a difference?
It certainly has made a difference. We've utilized that emergency to provide more flexibility to states to increase inpatient beds for recovery options. The executive agencies have all galvanized more funding for the opioid epidemic. But most importantly, it's allowed us to raise awareness. Over 50% of people still don't think that the opioid epidemic is a problem in their community. And the president and the Department of Health and Human Services declaring it an epidemic allows us to continue to help folks understand this is an epidemic. It is an emergency.
Patrick Kennedy, who is a member of the White House Opioid Commission, has said that he feels as if the commission's work was a sham because there hasn't been any movement yet and there hasn't been funding. I mean, do you understand that?
I've talked to Patrick Kennedy several times, and he is passionate about the issue. I understand the frustration he feels, and to be honest, I share that frustration. I think Congress needs to come together in a bipartisan way to appropriate more funding for the opioid epidemic, and President Trump and Patrick Kennedy have both been clear in stating that.
Now, there's been a bipartisan bill filed for funding. There's this declaration. What needs to happen to get that funding?
Well, what needs to happen is a discussion. We need folks to continue to understand that this is an epidemic and then to speak to their representatives and say, we want funding appropriated to help respond to what we know is a national emergency. But we know that no matter how much money comes from D.C., it's not going to be enough alone to respond to the opioid epidemic. And it's why I was meeting with corporate leaders here in Massachusetts, why I was meeting with dentists, why I was meeting with the law enforcement community. It's going to take everyone, both helping with funding and with support, if we're going to get there. It's not going to be solved from D.C. alone.
You talked tonight also about how it's personal for you, that your brother has a substance use disorder and mental health issue, and he's incarcerated right now. And you asked the audience, there's hundreds of people here, how many people are affected by an opioid use disorder. And by my very unofficial tally, I'd say, 85%? 85%? Raise their hand.
I would say about 80% of people expressed to us tonight that they know someone who's suffering from substance use disorder, and that is my own personal experience. And I hope that those folks share their stories so that we can help everyone understand this is an emergency.
Your predecessor, Vivek Murthy, released a report on addiction. It was considered a landmark report at the time, saying that it is a disease. It needs to be recognized as such. Do you think you'll further that work?
I certainly hope to further the understanding that addiction is a chronic disease. And one of the things we're going to do is release a spotlight on opioids to help folks understand some of the points in Vivek Murthy's report, to help folks understand that this is not a moral failing and it's not something that can be treated overnight. Addiction is a chronic disease and recovery takes a lifetime.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to be here to talk to folks and to find out how you're actually turning things around here in Massachusetts. We want to share those practices with the rest of the country and on a federal level continue to support your initiatives.
That's U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who spoke in Boston last night.